And Granny said, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find that it's late at night, and the old fellows are in the church, all set to start work.
Listen. Abner, hold the lantern up higher. I can't see what I'm doing with the light clean down on the floor that way.
Mom, if I hold it up any higher, somebody out in the road's liable to see it, and we'll get caught in here.
Abner, there ain't nobody out this time of night. It's after 10 o'clock.
Well, somebody might have the salmonies and can't sleep and be out walking around or something.
Granny, are you just going to stand there and worry all night long? I might not. I wish I hadn't brung you along.
I wish you hadn't either. Because I'd hate to get caught breaking into the church.
I've told you 1,000 or 100 times we ain't breaking in. We just come in here to tune the pianer.
Do pianer tuners always crawl through a window?
If you'll stop arguing and help me instead, we'll get this job done and get out of here.
Well, let's get it done, then. What's the first thing you're supposed to do?
Well, hold the lantern up higher so as I can read these directions that Mr. Taggart sent me.
Who?
Mr. Taggart. He's the feller at the county seat that used to be a pianer tuner.
Oh.
According to him, the first thing you're supposed to do is find middle C.
Fine?
Yeah.
Is it lost?
No, that means located on the pianer. See, all these keys are lettered.
They are? Well, I never had noticed that before. Let me see, Lum.
Well, they don't actually have
I can't letter. See no letters on them. This pioneer must be so old the letters are wore off, Lum.
I'm trying to tell you they don't actually have the letters wrote right on there. You just have to memorize them.
Oh.
Learn them by heart.
Well, how do you know what to memorize if there ain't no letters wrote on there in the first place?
Well, you just, Granny, how do you? This pioneer tuning business is harder than I allowed it was.
I just always thought that they went by that do-re-mi-fo-sol-la-ti-do stuff.
Well, I believe they do, come to think of it.
Yeah, that's the way I learn it. Do-re-mi-fo-sol-la.
Don't need to sing it for me.
Well, that's the way I learn it. Letters is when you want to spell out something wrong. You take, for instance, the word school. No, let's get something easier. No. If you want to spell it, you use a letter. D-O-G.
I know how to spell dog. Just catch up and let's get this tuning done.
Yeah, let's get it over with. I just know we're going to get caught short or wrong.
Middle C. It's bound to be there somewhere.
Why don't you try middle do?
Maybe we can skip that. I don't reckon it's awfully important, no way. Next, he says here, mute off 2 of the 3 strings on C and then tune the 3rd one to your tuning fork.
Tuning fork?
Yeah, I got one of them in that second-hand kit I bought.
What's it for, to eat your lunch with?
No.
If I'd known we was going to be here that long, I'd have brought some lunch goods for myself. We had some cold sweet potatoes left over from supper tonight. I could have thrown a couple of them up.
It ain't for eating. See, it's this gadget right here.
That thing?
Yes, sir.
I'll say it ain't for eating. Some peas are draped right through the middle of that thing. That thing ain't even got no points on it. You couldn't stab nothing with it. Starve to death over in my place.
Like. This is to get the right pitch with.
Well, I reckon that's about what you'd have to do with it. Balance your vittles on there and then pitch them in as fast as you could.
Yeah, I'll show you how it works. The fella I bought it from showed me how to do it.
Wouldn't
you
have it.
Hit it on something like this, and then you hold the bottom end of it against the pioneer like this.
Well, I do know.
Pretty good, ain't it?
Why, Lum, I never knowed you could play the tuning for. Do you know way down on the Swanee River?
Well, you can't play tunes on it. Just plays that one note.
Oh. Don't hardly seem worthwhile taking it up, does it?
Now, all I have to do is tune middle C up to this.
Yeah, but where is middle C?
Well, I think I'll find one that matches the tuning fork, and I'll call that middle C.
Yeah.
I don't reckon it matters where you start, really. All the keys have to be tuned anyway.
Why, sure. That must be the way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, I'll try it once. Does that sound like it, Abner?
It sounds pretty, but I don't believe I recognize
it. I think it's a trifle low. That's better, but it still ain't quite right, I don't think. Let's see.
It's interesting to watch it.
Granny's, don't none of them sound right now. This whole pioneer must be off.
Yeah, try that over again, Lonnie. You just about had springtime in the Rockies there, I believe.
Did I sure enough?
Yeah, I believe you did.
Believe I'll just skip over this part of it for now and get to working on the inside of it. I want to use that ring. That's the most important part of tuning a pioneer anyway.
Well, you mean you got to take it apart?
Why, natural. That's the mainest part of it.
Uh-oh.
Pull the lantern up a little higher, Abner, so as I can see how to unhook the front part of it here.
Now, don't get this thing screwed all over the church. What if somebody would come in here and see us, Long?
I told you nobody ain't going to come in here this time of the night. Hard enough to get folks to come in here Sunday morning. There now. Set the lantern right up here so I can see the work.
Now, all right.
That's it.
There's our land. Say, hey, looky there, Long.
What?
Look, I don't. Somebody's hit a harp in there.
A harp?
Yeah, look at it. No wonder this pioneer all has sounded so terrible.
Oh, that ain't a harp. That's part of the pioneer.
Huh?
Them are the strings of it. That's what makes the music.
It is.
Hey, don't you know nothing, Abner?
Well, yeah, but... So that's how that thing works.
Yeah. Well, see all them little knobs with the little wires wound around them?
Yeah.
That's what you tune them by. Slap a wrench on there and twist them till the keys sound right.
Well, no, me, there ain't nothing to that at all.
That's what I've been telling you. Let's get to twisting them and get out of here.
Yeah.
Just let me read what it says here.
Ain't that pretty in this note?
After all three strings of C are properly tuned, then you start tuning in fourths and fifths. In other words, tune F below C, which, when properly set, will be one vibration above the perfect point. Then tune G and F above F, which, when properly set, will be four vibrations below the perfect point.
Uh-huh.
Repeat this process, alternating fourths and fifths until you arrive at F above C. This constitutes your temperament.
It does.
Yeah, I can see how it would, too. Trying to figure all that junk out, it'd be hard on anybody's temperament. I believe I'll just do this my own way.
Yes, well, take the wrench and start twisting.
Yeah, where is that thing? Now, here it is.
Is that a wrench?
That's what they told me. The man called it a tuning hammer, but actually it's a wrench.
Didn't know what he's saying.
Let's see. Where'd be a good place to start? Don't reckon it makes much difference.
No. Hey, try that right there, Lum. That looks like a good
one. Yeah, that's there. A dandy. Hey, dandy.
No, but I picked that out myself.
Now, while I twist, you keep hitting the key there so as I can tell when I got it in tune.
Yeah, now, which key do I hit?
That one right there.
Yeah.
See there? See that little hammer flies up there and hits the string? Look at that.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Now, how does that little rascal know to do that?
I don't know. See, each one of the strings has got a little hammer, and he just sits there and waits till it's his turn. Ain't that cute?
Well, don't. If I was as smart as them little hammers, I could play this thing myself.
All right.
What will they think of
me? Let's go now. Grannies, we're getting someplace now. You reckon this is in tune?
Sounds all right to me.
I believe it ought to be just a little bit higher. Yeah, now try it.
That's pretty, ain't it?
I believe I'll make it just a little bit higher. I want to do my extra good job.
Help, help, I'm in here, sir. It's long-eyed. It's not my
Hey, shut up. You want to wake up the whole town?
What is it,
That's just a pioneer string that broke.
Oh, doggy, I thought somebody's shooting at us. Lom, we better get out of here now. Come on.
Get out of here? I'm just getting started.
Lom, you're busting it, and they told you not to monkey around with this pioneer. You know it.
One little string ain't nothing to get excited about. I can fix that.
Oh, lawmy.
Besides, when I get done tuning this thing, it'll sound so good the church never will get done thanking me. Let's see now. Guess I'll tune this next key here.
Wish I'd
Yeah, might as well work right up the scale.
Not long. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this pioneer tuning is fun, you know.
Let's get out. What is it, Mom? What happened? Mom, what is it?
Nothing. I just dropped the dad blame wrench down in the pioneer.
Oh, that's the loudest thing I ever heard.
I believe I can reach down there and get it, though. Granny, this stuff breaks easy in here, whatever it is. Oh, it's them little hammers.
Mom, you better leave that alone now.
Wait, I think I got hold of the wrench. If I can just pull it out of here.
Come on, Mom. That dog is now you did it.
Dad, it looks like I'm going to have to restrang every... Abner, don't put out the light.
Be quiet, be quiet. There's somebody coming up on the front porch.
Huh?
See there? He's got a flashlight.
Oh, my goodness.
I know we'd get caught. I know that I know.
Hitch up and grab hold of the toolkit and head for the back door. We might still have a chance to get out of here. Hurry up, Abner. Run for your life.
You'd better take the piano too, Lum. Hide the evidence.